Welcome, and thanks for joining us. Today we're talking about an espresso machine. Not just any, the Omaneo Gudrun, a portafilter machine for home use. I'm Lena, I'm hosting. That means I keep us on track, make sure we don't leave any topic half finished. And at the end of each block, I'll briefly summarize what really matters. Sitting next to me are two more people.
Hi, I'm Tom. I've had this thing sitting in my kitchen since yesterday, unpacked, looked at it, and honestly, no clue. I like pressing buttons and hoping for the best.
And I'm Ben. I've been doing the espresso thing for years. I'll try to explain it in a way that's actually fun and doesn't sound like a medical leaflet.
That's exactly how we'll do it. Tom asks what he doesn't know, and that's a lot, and that's fine. That's what we're here for, Ben explains. I keep us on track. The plan for today, safety first, because hot water and electricity aren't toys. Then unpacking and what parts the machine actually has. Then the first espresso, then hot water and milk foam, the settings, cleaning and descaling, what to do when something jams. And right at the end, disposal, warranty, and how to reach someone if you're stuck. Tom?
Can't we just make an espresso right away?
No, safety first. Sit down, Tom. First topic, the warning levels in the manual. There are four. Ben, give us a quick rundown so Tom can sort the terms.
Four levels, from harsh to harmless. Danger means concrete danger. If you ignore it, you risk serious injury or death. Warning, possible danger can turn out badly. Caution, possible danger, more like minor to moderate injury. And notice is no drama. That's just a tip that makes your life easier.
So, if it says danger somewhere, don't skip it.
Exactly. With danger and warning, don't scroll past. With notice, you can.
Next point. What is this machine actually built for?
Espresso, right?
Espresso, yes. But more precisely, it's a household machine for enclosed, dry rooms. It can do three things. Brew espresso from freshly ground beans, dispense hot water for tea or to pre-warm cups, and steam milk with the steam wand. It's also fine for comparable settings, small office kitchen, breakfast pension, hotel room. What it isn't, a coffee machine for 100 shots a day. For that, you need a professional dual boiler. If you misuse it, you risk damage and danger. And for damage caused by improper use, you're liable yourself.
Now the big safety block. Ben, run through the general rules in one go. Tom listens and chimes in when he needs to.
Okay, children don't operate the machine. Machine and cable away from kids. From 8 years on, they may clean and maintain under supervision. Nothing more. People with limited abilities may use it if they've been instructed and understand the dangers. Only in dry indoor rooms. Not in the bathroom, not outside, not in a damp basement. Never let it run unattended. And if the cable looks odd, don't even switch it on. If the device, cable, or plug is damaged, or the thing has been dropped, pull the plug, call a specialist workshop. Tinkering yourself is off limits. No DIY repairs on the unit or cable. That costs you the warranty and can be life-threatening. Repairs belong in a specialist workshop.
Got it. What else?
The socket must be easy to reach, so you can pull the plug quickly if needed. Unwind the cable fully before every use. Don't run it over sharp edges or hot surfaces. Pull the plug when you're not using it, after every use, before cleaning, in case of malfunction, and during a thunderstorm. Stable surface. Distance from stove, heater, oven. No abrasive cleaners, no steel wool, no scouring cream, no aggressive solvents. The water tank lid stays closed during operation. Replace defective parts only with original spare parts. Use only original accessories. And before the very first use, clean every part that comes into contact with food.
Burn hazard. That deserves its own mention, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The machine works with water at 86 to 96 degrees Celsius, steam around 130 degrees, and a 2,800 watt heating element. Several parts get really hot. The hot water wand and the steam wand, the brew head and the filter baskets, the cup warmer plate on top, and the drip tray grill. So, only touch the wands by the handle. Only the handle, never the metal. Hot steam comes out of the steam wand, hot water out of the water wand. Never put your hand underneath. Don't reach under the outlets while the machine is running. And before you knock back the espresso, quick lip test to make sure it's not too hot.
Electricity. Highest level, that's danger.
Yes. Risk of death on contact with live parts. A damaged power cable may only be replaced by the manufacturer, Omaneo Service, or a qualified electrician. Never open the housing. There are live connections inside, electric shock hazard. Don't submerge in water for cleaning. Don't put it in the dishwasher, and don't let any liquid run over the appliance connector.
Okay, serious. What about the moment the package arrives?
Transit inspection. Check the packaging for visible damage right away. If anything's broken or the delivery is incomplete, report it immediately to the carrier, the insurer, and Omaneo. Don't leave packaging material lying around as a toy. Suffocation hazard for children. And if you can, keep the original packaging during the warranty period in case you need to send the machine back cleanly.
Where do you put it?
Level, stable, heat resistant. A solid worktop is perfect. A tablecloth, but no plastic mat underneath. Protected from splash water and heat, so not right next to the stove, tap, or sink. Not under sensitive furniture, because water vapor escapes from the steam wand and damages wood or veneer. Out of reach of children, no hot, damp, wet spot. Socket easy to reach, don't run it inside a cabinet. The machine needs air. And on boats, motorhomes, and similar non-stationary places, only have a specialist install it.
And the electrical connection itself?
Check the ratings. 220 to 240 volts, 50 or 60 hertz. Look at the type plate. Compare with your mains. Ask an electrician if in doubt. Extension cables are allowed, but no longer than 3 meters. Fully unwound, cross-section at least 1.5 square millimeters. No multi-plugs, no power strips, fire hazard. Cable undamaged, not under the device, not running over hot edges. 16-amp fuse for the socket. And the protective earth system must comply with regulations. Have your house wiring checked if in doubt. The manufacturer is not liable for damage caused by a missing or interrupted protective earth.
Good. Block one is done. Let me sum up. Know the warning levels, use the machine only for its purpose, keep children away, only in dry indoor rooms. Don't repair damaged units yourself. Only touch hot parts by the handle. Never open the housing. Check and fuse the power connection properly. Now, let's open that nice box. Tom, what's all in there?
No idea. That's why I'm asking you. You tell me.
Inside, the machine itself. The Omaneo Gudrun. 2 single-wall pro baskets, one for a single shot, one for a double, a tamper, a coffee scoop, a cleaning brush, a water hose for an external water source, a quick start guide, and the full manual.
And when unpacking, anything you can do wrong?
Take it out carefully, remove all packaging material, peel off any protective film. And here's the tip. Keep the original packaging during the warranty period. You'll need it for a clean shipment if a warranty case comes up.
Now the layout. Tom, you don't have to memorize all the numbers, but you should be able to place the parts when you hear them in conversation. Ben, the most important ones.
Front and top. The brew head, 58 millimeter. That's where the portafilter goes. Next to it, the water wand for hot water and the steam wand for milk, with the wooden lever for steam release. On top, the water tank, 2.0 liters removable, with a lid. The front has the control panel with display. A pressure gauge shows the pressure. At the bottom, the drip tray with grill. At the back, an on-off rocker switch and the connection for the water hose.
And the buttons up front. Otherwise, I'll just blink myself to death.
6 relevant things on the panel. A button for the menu, the device settings, a button to confirm a selection, the display, a button for water from the water wand, a button for manual water dispense at the brew head, which also decreases the value, a button for the preset water dispense, which also increases the value, and a button to activate or deactivate the steam wand.
Plus increases, minus decreases, but in brew mode, those are the water buttons. Got it.
Quick rundown of the tech specs so we have the foundation. Fire away.
Mains 220 to 240 volts, 50 to 60 hertz. Power 2,800 watts. Pump pressure 15 bar. Water tank 2.0 liters removable. Brew temperature 88 to 96 degrees. PID controlled, meaning electronically dialed in, not just crude on off. Heat up time around 2 minutes. Dimensions roughly 44 by 25 by 34 centimeters. Weight 12.5 kilos. Porta filter 58 millimeter. The type plate, with all the values, is stuck to the bottom of the machine.
Block 2 done. Before the first espresso, flush it through once. It comes straight from the factory. Ben, step by step.
First, clean all accessories that come into contact with water or coffee. Porta filters, baskets, tamper, milk pitcher. Slide in the drip tray, put the grill on top. Take off the lid and the water tank. And very important, there's a transport plug under the water tank. You have to take it out.
I would never have noticed.
Happens to a lot of people. Then fill the tank with fresh water up to the max mark. Put it back in. Close the lid. Now put a porta filter with empty basket into the brew head. Align with the mark and lock counterclockwise, holding the machine by the water tank. Big cup on the drip tray grill. Check the steam lever is upright, meaning off. Plug in. Rocker switch to on. And then, it heats up. The display shows progress. After about 2 minutes, all symbols stay lit and you hear a signal. Ready. Then run water through the brew head once. Press the button. Wait briefly, press again to stop. Test the water wand. Swing the wand to the side by the handle, container underneath. Press the button, stop again later. Test the steam wand. Wand to the side, container underneath, lever pulled forward. And when steam comes out, lever back to the vertical position.
It makes this noise the first time. Is that bad?
No, completely normal. On the first draw, it pulls water into the line. That's loud. After a few seconds, it gets quieter.
Now the part that decides between good and mediocre espresso. Ben, your tips.
Espresso is craft. Fresh beans. Roast date 2 to 12 weeks before use. And always grind fresh for exactly the number of cups you're making. Storage. Cool, dry, dark. But not in the fridge. The condensation kills the aroma.
Really not in the fridge? I do that with everything.
Not with coffee. Moving on, grind fine, significantly finer than filter coffee. You need an espresso-capable grinder. That's mandatory. Brew ratio. 1 to 2 is the proven starting point. 18 grams of grounds yield 36 grams of espresso in the cup. Dark roasts more like 1 to 2 or less. Lighter ones, 1 to 2.5, up to 1 to 3. Match temperature to roast. Dark beans cooler, 88 to 92 degrees. Lighter ones hotter, 94 to 96.
What's WDT? Sounds like a secret code.
Weiss distribution technique. You loosen the ground coffee with something thin, a toothpick or a WDT tool. That breaks up clumps and distributes the grounds evenly in the basket. Then leveling. Turn the tamper on top of the grounds without pressure until the surface is flat. Then tamping. Vertical, even, firm. Consistency beats force. And preheating, machine, porta filter and cup should be warm. Otherwise, the water loses temperature.
Last topic in this block, the baskets and porta filters.
You've got two porta filters and two single wall pro baskets. The single shot basket takes about 9 grams. The double shot basket, about 18 grams. Both for freshly ground coffee, more of a pro setup. Single wall means the baskets don't regulate the pressure. You have to dial in grind, tamp pressure, and dose yourself.
Sounds like work.
It is, but you get full control.
And the bottomless portafilter, why doesn't it have a bottom?
Because it shows you the extraction in real time. You see immediately whether you tamped well, whether the puck sits evenly, whether channeling shows up. With a perfect extraction, first even dripping, then a converging single stream, nicely centered, with brown stripes in the stream. When the stream turns lighter, extraction's done. Time to stop.
And when it goes wrong, can I see that too?
Exactly, that's the point. Drips on one side only, and the stream off-center. You tamped uneven. Drips at the rim, no centered stream. Grounds unevenly distributed. You forgot WDT. Water spraying in all directions. That's channeling. Channels through the puck. Causes: uneven distribution. Clumps, wet basket, water drops, or stale grounds on the tamper. And important, the bottomless has no spout. You brew straight into one cup, not two.
Block three done. Now we finally make coffee. Tom, here's your step-by-step guide.
Finally.
Pre-warmed cups are half the battle. Stack them on the cup warmer plate on top. It heats along. Step one, steam lever upright, so off. Lock in the portafilter with the basket of your choice into the brew head. Cup on the drip tray grill. Then preheat. Press the dispense button once, water runs through the brew head, portafilter, and cup.
So first run it empty?
Exactly, empty, just for preheating. Then take the portafilter off. Careful, portafilter and basket are now hot, and dry both thoroughly. Distribute freshly ground coffee evenly into the basket. At the start, it's best to weigh it on a digital scale. Then, WDT, leveling tamping, as discussed earlier. Wipe excess grounds off the rim. Lock the portafilter in. Cup underneath.
And then the button?
Two ways. Preset volume. Press the button for the preset water dispense. It stops on its own. Or manual. Press the manual dispense button and press again to stop. You can stop the shot anytime with another press. After the shot, hold the machine, twist out the portafilter, park it on the drip tray grill to cool. Knock out the puck into a knock box or a bin. Lift the basket out of the holder. If needed, pry with another basket. Rinse basket and holder under running water. And before drinking, stir the espresso once with a spoon. That distributes the aromas.
What if nothing comes out?
Then the water tank is usually empty. The brew head light is red. The display reads, add water. Refill, press the manual dispense button. Let the line fill back up. A few more things. After about 20 minutes without activity, it goes to standby. Empty the drip tray regularly. And tall glasses up to 95 millimeters fit under the spout. If a glass is taller, take the drip tray and grill out and place the glass directly underneath.
Hot water quickly. That's simple, right?
Very simple. For tea, to preheat a cup, or a long black. Cup under the water wand spout, press the hot water button. Display shows the preset volume. Stop early. Press the button again. That's it.
Milk foam. Many people fail here. Ben, in detail.
Yeah, my foam always looks like dish soap bubbles.
Then we start at the beginning. Cold milk makes better foam. Whole milk is easiest. Plant-based works too, but use the barista version of oat or soy. The standard plant drinks often act up. Fill a milk pitcher with cold milk, not too full. it rises while frothing. Steam mode has to be active. Check the LED. Swing the steam wand to the side, by the handle.
And how deep do I hold the wand in?
Tip just below the milk surface, the pitcher parallel to the worktop. Pull the wooden lever forward slowly. Other hand on the bottom of the pitcher, that's where you feel the temperature. When the foam comes up, push the wand a bit deeper, so no more air gets pulled in and the milk goes into rotation. That's the whirlpool that makes the foam fine textured.
And when do I stop?
When the pitcher is warm and the consistency is right. Target 60 to 65 degrees in the pitcher. First the lever back, then pull the wand out of the milk, not the other way round. Swirl the pitcher gently and tap it carefully on the worktop. That breaks the big bubbles. The foam becomes smooth. And very important, wipe the steam wand right away with a damp cloth before the milk dries on and sticks. Then pour the foam into the espresso, cappuccino, flat white, latte, however you like.
You stressed temperature earlier. Can it go hotter?
Don't let the milk go above 70 degrees. Above that, it loses its sweetness and tastes watery. And steam mode can be deactivated with the button. Then no steam comes out, even if you pull the lever. Clean the steam wand after every use. We'll come back to that in the cleaning block.
Last topic here, the external water source.
What do you need that for?
If you pull a lot of shots or don't want to constantly refill the tank, the connection is at the back. First, empty the tank in the machine. Press the cover next to the power cable. The connection comes out. Pull out the silicone plug. A few drops may run out. Push the open end of the water hose fully into the connector. Lay the other end with the strainer in the external water source.
And the built-in tank? Empty it all the way?
No, little trick. Fill the tank in the machine up to the minimum mark. The water level sensor has to see a minimum level, otherwise it still reports add water. When you stop using the external source, silicone plug back in, cover closed.
5 values can be adjusted, and they stay saved, even if you pull the plug. We'll go through all 5. 1. Brew temperature.
How do I even get into the menu?
Via the settings button on the panel. For temperature, press the settings button once. The display reads, extraction, water temperature. Use plus and minus to choose. Options are 88, 92, 94, or 96 degrees. Then confirm with the confirm button. Rule of thumb. Dark roasts, 88 to 92. Lighter ones, 94 to 96. Medium somewhere in between.
2. Brew volume at the brew head.
That's the volume of the preset dispense, set via brew time, between 20 and 40 seconds in half-second steps. Press the settings button twice. Display coffee auto extraction time. Choose with plus, confirm.
Seconds, not milliliters. That's confusing.
It's about the pure brew water output over time. Important, if you change the brew volume, adjust the coffee dose too. 1 to 2 stays a good baseline. 18 grams of grounds, 36 grams of espresso. You find the sweet spot via beans, grind, temperature, volume, and your taste. After a short break-in, you'll have your number.
3. Pre-infusion function.
What does that do?
The grounds are first briefly wetted at low pressure before the full pressure hits. That reduces channeling and makes extraction more even. You set 2 values. On is the pre-infusion time, how long it wets. Off is the pause time, how long it pauses before the actual shot starts. Maximum 5 seconds total. For example, 3 seconds on plus 2 seconds off. Press the settings button 3 times. Display auto pre-infusion time. Use plus and minus to choose the pre-infusion time, confirm. Then choose the pause time, confirm.
4. Water volume of the water wand.
Hot water volume between 50 and 300 milliliters in 50-step increments. Press settings 4 times. Display hot water volume. Choose with plus and minus. Confirm.
And 5. Reset to factory.
In case I've messed up everything?
Exactly. Hold plus and minus together until you hear the signal. Display reads reset. All settings are back to factory defaults.
Cleaning. Ben, why is this more than just chore mode?
Because it's literally a matter of taste. Coffee oils oxidize, turn rancid, and leave a film on every following espresso. Anyone who uses the machine unwashed for 2 weeks tastes that. Cleaning regularly means better coffee, not just a clean machine. Safety before cleaning first. That's caution level. Unplug before every cleaning. Don't submerge the unit in water. Don't put it in the dishwasher. Let it cool down. The surfaces get very hot during operation. No aggressive or abrasive cleaners, no solvents. And don't scratch off stubborn dirt with hard objects.
Okay. And then, what do I clean how often?
Body daily, damp cloth, then dry thoroughly. The steam wand after every use. Unscrew the tip. Clean under running water. Wipe the wand with a damp cloth. Clear the steam hole with a needle, if needed. Screw the tip back on. The water wand the same way after every use.
And the brew head?
After every use, portafilter off, wipe the basket with a damp cloth, then lock in the portafilter without basket and run a water shot without grounds. That flushes the brew group. Basket and portafilter after every shot. Knock out grounds, rinse under warm water. Drip tray and grill regularly empty. At least every 2 days, take it out and rinse. If you use the hose for the external source, rinse it through with warm water regularly, and the water tank weekly with clear water. Leave no detergent residue inside.
Now the topic that warranties hang on, descaling.
Sounds annoying.
But essential. Regular descaling lowers power consumption and extends lifespan. And important, machines with scale damage are not covered by warranty. The machine reports itself after about 300 shots. Brewhead light red. Display shows cleaning.
And then, step by step, please.
Fill the water tank with water, plus a standard descalaire, one made for espresso machines. Mixing ratio is on the descalaire bottle. Get 2 1-liter containers ready. One on the drip tray grill under the brew head, one under the steam wand spout. In standby, press the water wand button and the plus button together. Display reads, cleaning. Pull the wooden steam lever forward. Water flows from the steam wand and brew head. After about 2 minutes, you hear a signal. The cycle is done. Steam lever back to off. Pour out the mixture.
And that's it?
Almost. Rinse the water tank thoroughly. Then fill with fresh water without descalaire and repeat the cycle once. That flushes the lines clean. Pour the water out, ready for normal use. One important thing. A started descaling can only be cancelled via the on-off switch. Otherwise, it runs through.
Block 6 done. Troubleshooting. Most problems have simple causes. Check here first before reaching for the phone, but safety first, caution level. Ben, quick and clear.
Repairs to electrical appliances only by specialists trained by the manufacturer. Improper repairs endanger you and the machine. Everything that follows is diagnosis and simple self-help. No unscrewing.
Tom describes the symptom, Ben gives the solution. Go.
Display shows something like in-hole PSE5.
Temperature sensor fault. That's not for DIY. Contact service.
No water at the spout.
Water tank empty. Refill.
No steam from the steam wand.
2 possible causes. Either the steam wand is clogged. Clean it, as described in the cleaning block. Or the water tank is empty. Refill.
Water leaks out at the bottom.
3 possibilities. Drip tray full. Empty it. Water tank not seated properly. Reseat. Or the unit is defective. Then unplug, stop using, contact service.
water runs out around the portafilter rim.
Either the portafilter isn't seated properly, reseat cleanly, or there are grounds on the rim. Wipe the rim.
Machine doesn't start at all.
Plug not properly in the socket, replug. If that doesn't help, the unit is defective. Service.
Milk won't foam.
Steam wand clogged, clean, or milk not cold enough. Take milk straight from the fridge.
Cleaning shows on the display.
Descaling due. Descale, as in the last block.
Espresso is cold.
Machine not preheated. Let it heat up first and pre-warm the brew head with water. Or the cup was cold. Put the cup on the cup warmer plate beforehand.
No crema.
Grind too coarse. Grind finer. Or under-tamped or uneven. Tamp harder and more evenly.
Espresso too weak.
Grind too coarse. Grind finer. Or too little dose, more grounds, and reduce the dispense volume.
And the opposite, espresso too strong.
Grind too fine, grind coarser, or too much dose, less grounds, increase the dispense volume.
And if none of that helps?
Then call us. That's free. And before sending it in, clean the machine, empty the water tank, use the steam function to flush the remaining water out of the lines.
Block 7 done. Last block, first disposal, in case the machine eventually retires.
Old electrical appliances contain valuable materials, but also substances that don't belong in regular trash. So, not in the household waste. Use your city's collection point for old electrical appliances. For questions, City Hall, Waste Collection, or the dealer can help. Until pickup, store the old units safely from children. The packaging is environmentally friendly and recyclable. It goes in the yellow bag, Grüner Punkt, or a comparable collection point.
Warranty. Tom, that's the part nobody reads, and then everyone needs.
Guilty.
Omaneo gives the Gudrun a 24-month warranty from purchase date for manufacturing or material defects, valid for Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and the EU. For purchases outside, get in touch directly. Important, and this is a big statement, your statutory warranty rights under paragraph 437FF of the German Civil Code remain untouched, and asserting your statutory defect rights is free of charge.
And what doesn't the warranty cover?
Damage from improper handling or use. Defects that affect function or value only minimally. Wear parts. Transport damage, unless caused by Omaneo. Damage from repairs not done by Omaneo. And referring back to the cleaning block, scale damage from neglected descaling. The machine is built for private household use. Commercial use is covered by warranty only to the extent it corresponds in scope to private use.
And if something really is wrong, how does it work?
For legitimate claims, they repair at their choice, or exchange the machine for a defect-free unit. Visible defects you have to report within 14 days of delivery. And very important, before any return, always talk to them first and have your purchase receipt ready. That saves both sides unnecessary trips.
And how do you reach them?
Omaneo GmbH, contact Dieter Eitz, Görlitzer Straße 5, 41460 Neuss, Germany, by email espresso@omaneo.eu. On the web, omaneo.de. Service and personal advice via the website or by email. And the sentence that sums it up pretty well. At Omaneo, you don't reach a hotline with a queue. You reach a person who knows the machine.
Last block done. That's it. We've covered everything. Safety, unpacking and layout, the first espresso, shots and milk foam, the settings, cleaning and descaling, troubleshooting. And finally, disposal, warranty, and contact. Tom, wiser than before?
Significantly. I'll even try the bottomless portafilter now, and I won't put the original packaging away, and not in the fridge with the beans.
Thanks for listening. Make yourselves a good espresso, Omaneo, and you can do espresso.